This is Kelly Blewett. A lot of us in Cincinnati are pretty fond of George Clooney and know his new movie, The Monuments Men, recently released in theaters. Clooney not only co-wrote, produced, and directed this film, but he stars in it as well, alongside actors like Matt Damon, Bill Murray, and John Goodman. You might know the film is based on the book The Monuments Men, but where did the book come from? Like the film, the book tells the story of a special unit of men commissioned by Allied forces to save pieces of art and culturally important items before their destruction during World War II. The division was called the MFAA, which stands for Monuments, Fine Arts, and Archives Program. The men serving in this particular division were eclectic: architects and museum curators, professors and art patrons. Their average age was 40, and most had successful careers back home, far outside of the military. Yet, the work they completed together was tremendous, and their story has not yet been brought to a popular audience. Author Robert M. Edsel has been working to change that for years. First, he published a book of photographs about the Monuments Men, titled Rescuing Da Vinci. Then he set about writing a full-length book manuscript, but it grew so much to be two books: The Monuments Men, Allied Heroes, Nazi Thieves, and the Greatest Treasure Hunt in History, might be considered an overview of the whole story. Saving Italy is another book that focuses only on the MFAA's interaction in that southern country. Based on the chapter about Italy in The Monuments Men, it sounds like that story alone would be interesting enough to fill a few hundred pages. And that's what we're looking at in The Monuments Men: 450 pages of narrative history spanning 1938 through 1944. The book explains how and where the Nazis hid art plundered from Jews and art museums, and how the art was partially recovered through the efforts of the MFAA. It's a dramatic story, and Edsel relishes hamming up the details, setting the stage, and creating the characters. But his tale is not fiction. Edsel recalls a story in the introduction that speaks to the remarkable primary research he completed while preparing the manuscript. The year was 2006, and he was interviewing one of the few surviving Monuments Men, a 98-year-old veteran-turned-art professor named S. Lane Faison, Jr. Edsel was warned in advance of the interview that Faison was rarely awake for periods of more than 30 minutes. Still, Edsel went in armed with his collection of photos and his list of questions. The conversation lasted 3 hours. Edsel writes, "Over and over again, as Faison's memory was jogged, the twinkle in his eye appeared and his arms moved enthusiastically with the telling of each amazing story." Before Edsel left, Faison pulled him close and said, "I've been waiting to meet you all my life." 10 days later, he died. Edsel has done a terrific service to both history and readers by paying attention to these Monuments Men and telling their story in such an enthusiastic and accessible fashion. Like me, I bet you won't want to put this marvelous book down, and then you might go see George Clooney take it to the big screen. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.